We find our text in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3.
Ngokuba okokuqa nganinika lokho engakwamngela nami ukuthi uKristu wafa ngenxa yezono zethu njengokwembhalo nokuthi wembelwa nokuthi wavuswa kwabafileyo ngosuku lwesithathu njengokwembhalo.
For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Nokuthi wabonwa nguKephas, wayesebonwa ngabayishumi nambili.
And that He was seen by Cephas and then by the 12.
Emva kwalokho wabonwa ngesikhathi sinye ngabazalwane abadlula amakhulu ayisihlanu, iningi labo lisekhona.
After that He was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep.
Nakalokhu, kepha abanye sebelele. Emva kwalokho wabonwa nguJakobe, ngasemuva wabonwa ngabapostoli bonke, ekugcineni kwabo bonke wabonwa nayimina, enginjengozelwe kungakabi yisikhathi.
After that He was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then last of all He was seen by me also as by one born out of due time. We'll read thus far.
Uma utothatha inkolo kaConfucius.
If you take the religion of Confucius,
uzoya ethuneni lakhe. Ufike ephakathi amathambakhe.
And you go to his grave, you'll find that he is still inside, his bones are still there.
Uma uye thuneni likaBhuda, uzoba phambi kwalo, umbone esephakathi ethuneni.
Go to the grave of Buddha, you'll find that he is still there in the grave.
Uma ufike ethuneni likaMuhammad, uzomfika.
Go to the grave of Muhammad, you'll find that he is still inside. But if you go to the grave of Jesus, you'll find it open, for he is not there, he is risen.
Ngoba uma umuntu eya ethuneni likaJesu asafici lutho, ithuna livulekile, akho mathambo, akho lutho.
One Muslim man said, "You Christians are troubled because you don't have at least a person in the grave like we have to go to the grave, but when you go, there's nothing inside."
Oh, shame.
Well, shame.
Shame.
Shame. He was born without brains. Only pumpkin pips for brains. That itself is the proof. For we do not worship the dead, we worship the one who is alive. Some accuse Christians of having abandoned their ancestral spirits and had adopted a new ancestral spirit, this Jesus. But no, this Jesus isn't one who goes into the bodies of legavans and animals. No, he is the risen one.
Jesus
The women went to the grave to embalm the body of Jesus. And when they came there, they found the stone rolled away. An angel sitting there saying, "What are you doing looking at the place of the dead for the living? He is risen." And then they went and told Peter and them. Some people are confused by the idea of a grave and they say, "What do you mean an open grave? What do you mean? Is it a hole?" No, they didn't do it as we do it today. Unless they were very poor. For Jesus
was...
For Jesus was buried in the grave, in the sepulchre of a rich man. Jesus wasn't like communists I'm not anti-rich people like you find communists are. They speak against capitalism, but oh, how they love capital. Abraham was a rich man. Well, he worked for it. He was industrious and diligent. You're in your state of poverty, maybe you're just lazy. You're not
diligent.
I want something that's clear and straight. Now let's imagine it. It's like this stool. It was a flat surface, vertically. They'd use a chisel and a hammer. And they would dig out a wall, a door. And they would dig out a room inside the... in the wall.
Umoya eJerusalem uzolibona ithuna likaJesu idwala elikhulu ngaphezu kwale bese kube umnyango ungene phakathi vulekile uma ungena esandleni sokudla nakho la kubelele khona isidumbu sikaJesu.
Dig it out of the side of the hill. If you go to Jerusalem today, you'll see that it's a big hill out of which that sepulchre had been dug, much higher than this back wall over here. And then at the door, they didn't just nail it up with wood, but they took a stone.
Uma umnyango ungaka. Bazotati che elingaga.
And they would take a boulder bigger than the door.
Upsonzo mhlambe ngaka.
And really thick like this.
Ngoba yasinda lelothe elika Jesu ite bathi icisho phakathi kwamatana amathathu namatana ayisla.
It would be also very heavy. They estimate that the rock that had closed Jesus' grave was probably between 3 and 5 tons.
Manje bona bazokumba la baqhophe ejeni phansi bafike balenze isiqapha kube isondo elikhulu kube ngathi isondo eligayimpuphu
And
so they would be able to roll a stone. It was made roundish like a millstone.
Manje uzolbeka la abantu abaningi balifake limeke la uma uvala uya rola 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 kuze kuvaleke elika Jesu ke babeka uphawu akekho ukwazi ukuvula kodwa besifazana uma befika khona besakhuluma endleleni ubani ozosiginqela itshe bafika khona seligigqikile selile ingelozi ihleli phezu kwayo.
And then they would roll the stone to completely close the door of the sepulchre. And so it was also sealed. In Jesus' case, it was sealed that nobody could open it. But when the women came who had been saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us? They found it already rolled away. Ask the questions about to choir who sang for you earlier on. We went with them into that grave of Jesus. And when he arose, there was an earthquake. And still till today, there's a crevice visible, a crack that is above it, that is very long, and that is what they say, when that happened, the earthquake, it caused that crack.
Champion way too low.
He is our champion.
Wapuma. Ayu benga vuli, ukuze bange, ukuze apume. Ka, wapuma nje, noma kuvaliwa, wazi umvalela uJesu. UJesu yangena nje.
But not that he needed the stone to be rolled away in order to rise again. He is able to come in and out with the stone being closed. Now some people, though they deny Jesus coming and his existence, they nevertheless, when they write a date, every time they say, like now,
2003.
That is the date when the Lord Jesus came into this world. Some deny his death. But he never died. Some deny that he actually got to the point of death, and they have the swoon theory. They say, no, he only really fainted. Well, even if he had been in that swoon, but when that soldier pierced him with the sword, water and blood came out, that was enough to kill him. Some say, and say he never died, but there were so many witnesses, and here it's mentioned the various men, not even mentioning the women. For instance, Cephas. That is Peter, the disciples. And on one occasion to over 500 people simultaneously. And he goes through the list and he says, finally, he was revealed to me too, Paul. This is an undeniable truth. Should you reject this truth, well, you're simply insane.
Encwadini yakuqala kwabaseKorinto 15, verse 14. Kepha uma uKristu engavuswanga kwabafileyo, ukushumayela kwethu kuyize.
In the same chapter in verse 14 it says, "And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith also is in vain." Our religion would be as just the same as the Hindu religion or the Buddhist religion or whatever, but our Savior is alive. That is the very foundation of our faith, His resurrection.
There's a certain Frenchman,
Jean-Paul Sartre. Who was a very famous atheist. The whole world was full of his atheistic writings.
He was despairing.
In his dying days, he was full of utter despair. You just watch a person as they die and you'll see the truth about them. He had said arrogantly, "I will die being full of confidence.
I will die in hope."
He had tried to make himself bold. But after a few days he said, "However,
hope needs a foundation."
Ithemba lidinga isisekelo.
Wathi ngiyazama ukuthemba ukuthi noma ngifa kuzoba kahle kodwa. Ithemba lidinga isisekelo.
He had tried to cling to hope itself, but hope is hopeless without the foundation thereof.
I foundation ke yethu uJesu uvukile.
And
uyaphila.
He is risen. That is our foundation.
Ingani ngibona unina wengane zami ethi baba baba nayi inkosi yeza kimi nayi ngasekugcineni wathi isifikile asifithina njengelwane thina sine foundation sine themba siyaphila ngoba inkosi yethu iyaphila.
Like my wife, as she was dying, the Lord is coming to meet her. She said, "Here the King is coming." Then He is come. We don't die just as animals, just as soulless creatures, but we die having the foundation, the trust, the true hope, with a reason.
Bekusuku lokuvuka kuka Jesu, Easter 1973.
Easter 1973, on Easter Day.
Uganda.
And on Resurrection Day,
abantu bebegqilazwa uIdi Amin. Hawu abasuganda behluphekile bephansi kwesithende sika Idi Amin.
It was during the regime of the dictator Idi Amin.
Niyazi uIdi Amin ubefaka ingubo yobusosha, fake iphelethu, faka izinto la ababili baseGermany otsotsi bathi hey baze bahleka bathi ake simthumele nje lento yokudlala okubili okunespelethu kungathi imali into ephambili kubukeka ngaphambili kanti into yokudlala bayithumela uIdi Amin lapho sokuphuma isithombe sokuphuma esefaka lokhu kweingane okuhlobisa. Why Idi Amin low?
If you've seen photographs of him, you'll remember that he would appear in uniform. He had huge amounts of medals that he used to hang. One of them actually was sent to him by two naughty German students who, wanting to play a trick on him, just thought up some false award and went and picked up a trinket in the in the marketplace and sent it to him as a medal, and he wore that badge proudly.
Ufana no Saddam Hussein, u Idi Amin wesibili.
In the same category as Saddam Hussein, a second Idi Amin.
USaddam wathi amaqhawe amamo omabili uHitler nami ngisenegazi lamaJalimani kodwa keke ngizincome ngaye uHitler no Stalin.
Saddam Hussein used to boast that his two heroes were Hitler and Stalin.
Umhlaba wonke ulwela uSaddam kodwa ngazi ukuthi bayacimeza yini bafaka ukotini la emadlebeni abezwa yini ethi umngane wami omkhulu uSaddam uMarx
Hitler and Stalin
uHitler no Stalin.
The whole world. Standing on its head in support of Saddam Hussein, don't they realize, don't they have the understanding to see who his heroes were, Hitler and Stalin? Well, no wonder that they should think in such a skewed way, because they don't know the one who is arisen.
40 years.
There had been a revival in Uganda for 40 years.
Wavuka Idi Amin wachithikazi labazalwane walchitha wathuma amasosha akhe athi banyatheleni niphule amathambabo ngethende zamagambhudeni.
Idi Amin had sent out his soldiers to destroy the Christians, to kill those of that revival, and he had said, "You trample them with your boots, you break their bones." With the heel of your boots, there was a certain young preacher with the name of Kiefer.
It's Bongo Sempango.
Kiefer Sempango.
Wabona omunye bemshisa umuntu. Wezwa khuma mathambo, imbambo, khuma imlenze, amasosha emnyathela. Ngenxa yani?
He witnessed how some soldiers burnt another Christian and how his ribs broke as they were incinerating him. Why? Because he declared, "Jesus is arisen." And that preacher just couldn't get rid of that picture of this image of this man being tortured.
But okay, for what? Aga sihlangane e stadium. Khonze inkosi yethu eyavukayo. Bahamba bahlangana 7,000.
But Kiefer said, "Let's go and worship and adore our risen Lord in the stadium." And 7,000 of them met together.
Emva kwenkonzo kwaqhamuka amaphoyisa ayisani we secret police force.
After that service, five of the secret police came to him.
Bamlandela baye esontweni lakhe elincane.
They followed him to his little chapel.
Uma befika esontweni bobabili lona lo wakhipha isibhamu sakhe.
Two of them took out their guns, aiming at him. And said, "We're going to kill you. How dare you resist the what he has said and commanded Idi Amin, and you should have denied the faith." He wanted to get rid of it. There were five guns aimed at his face. I said, "We're going to kill you now, for you refuse to obey Amin." The captain of those five said that. said, "Have you got any last words before we shoot you?
Kuluma,
speak now before you die."
Usempangi.
And then Sempangi
wacabanga umakoti wakhe.
Thought of his wife.
Ubeshate nentombi ephambili.
He had married a wonderful young lady.
Ubenengane yodwa indodakazi encane fana noDoli.
Had just one child, a little daughter. She was like a doll.
Waqala ukhaqhazela.
He began to tremble.
Kodwa wathandaza enhlizweni. Athi Jesu uvukile. Ngipha amandla ukuthi ngikhulume manje ngespeed.
But then he prayed in his heart and he said, "O risen Lord, give me the boldness now to speak."
Wathi madoda, iBhayibheli lithi mina engikholwa uKristu sengafa.
He said, "Men, the Bible says that I who have believed in Christ have died already."
Impilo engiphilayo manje ifihlwe kuKristu kuNkulunkulu.
And that the life I now live is hidden with Christ, in Christ with God.
Akusiyo impilo yami le engiyiphilayo.
I no longer live
engozini.
My own life. My life is no longer in danger.
Kodwa impilo yenu isengozini.
But he said, "Men, your lives are in great danger."
Wathi ngivukile kwabafileyo ngenkosi yami ngavuka kanye naye.
He said, "I have risen from the dead together with my Lord."
Kodwa nina angavuki ngisafile ezonweni zenu.
Have not yet risen. You are still dead in your sins.
Wathi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba nomusa kinina.
He said, "May God be merciful to you."
Ningakangena ekubhujisweni kwaphakade.
Before you enter into eternal destruction.
Ukapten.
The captain.
Wabuka, wambuka, wambuka, uSempangi isikhathi esikhulu eside.
Stared at Sempangi for a long time.
Why said Tatis Pam? Was Mr. Pants?
Then he took his gun and he put it down.
Wathi ungasikhulekela na?
And he said, "Can you please pray for us?"
USempangi wathandaza.
Sempangi prayed.
Kusukela kuleso sikhathi ngalolo suku.
And from
1973 ngalo lolo suku lwanamhlanje aphenduka lamadoda omahlanu.
And from that day, on that very day, 1973, of this day of Easter, those five men got converted. And lived for the Lord. Jesus has risen. Do you see, he is indeed alive. I wonder whether you have risen. Or is your Jesus still dead? Are you still?
Are
you still living in your sins of anger, bad thoughts, all those wicked things, still lying in your death, or have you risen with him where you've been made clean, pure and holy? Even the lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the world, you've died towards that and now you live for the Lord. Jesus has arisen. He is alive. Is he alive in you? The German language puts it so nicely.
Erlebt, hast du das schon erlebt? Ukuthi uvukile, kodwa wena usuwahlangana nokuvuka kwakhe na?
He is alive. Have you experienced that?
Die Zeugen Jesu haben erlebt, das erlebt. Lebst nicht mehr in deinen Sünden im alten Leben? Wenn du früher ärgerlich wurdest, verdrießlich, ist weg. Du hast Jesus erlebt.
Du bist kein toter Christ. Du bist kein toter Fisch, der mit dem Strom geht. Du bist ein lebendiger Christ.
The disciples of Jesus experienced that he was alive. Have you experienced that, or are you still just a dead fish which goes down with the stream?
Uvukile uma uthi uChrist akubonakaleke uChrist uvukile kuwe
uma indoda ingakuboni kuwe ingane ingakuboni kuma noma engakuboni enganeni
ufile ufana nalabantu lamaphoyisa kaithi amen
usadinga ukuthi hawo semphangi sikhulekele.
If he is alive in you, it will be evident. Your wife, your husband, your children, they will see it. If they cannot, then you are in as dead a state as those five soldiers. You need to ask and say, Simpangi, pray for me. They dropped their guns, parted from them, stopped killing the Christians, and propagated the gospel. Let's stand to our feet.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngoba ungu champion ngempela. Wamthatha uGoliath uSatan wamginga phansi wamnquma ikhanda. Asenawo amandla phakathi kwethu. Wanqoba ithuna. Wanqoba ukufa. Wanqoba izono.
Thank you Lord Jesus that you are indeed our champion. You are our David who has slayed the giant Goliath and decapitated him. You have conquered death, the grave, and sin.
The roaring lion
that bare in our lives, that Goliath, Lord, you have conquered for us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.